Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. As always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Before I talk about this week's book, I want to take a moment and thank my friend, Alicia Perrier, for starting the Facebook group, Positively Person. It's a place to share all the good news that happens here, and to encourage and lift each other up. You can post events there and learn what's going on around the county. Like me, Alicia is originally from South Carolina. I've told her before, though, that she's one of the best things to ever happen to Parson County. Please check out the group and join if you haven't already. Now, on to literary matters. First, someone in the Positively Person group asked if I talk about children's books on this show. I have done this a couple of times in the past and will do more in the future. In fact, I'm reading right now a fourth and fifth grade level book that my granddaughter recommended when we were together in Charleston last week. I'll let you know what I think about it next time. And I will announce in Positively Person when I plan to talk about children's books. Today, though, I want to tell you about Sing, Unburied Sing by Jessamyn Ward. The book was written in 2017, and I've had it on my Kindle for some time, but I just got around to starting it on Friday. I finished it Sunday morning and was absolutely amazed. I just had to sit for a few minutes and try to digest everything. The writing reminds me of William Faulkner and Toni Morrison rolled into one. It's lyrical, to say the least. It's powerful and poignant and haunting. Ward is a Tulane University professor of creative writing, and I would love to take one of her classes. In Sing, Unburied Sing, Ward tells the story of JoJo and his toddler sister, Kayla, who live with their grandparents, Mam and Pop, and occasionally their drug-addicted mother, Leonie, on a farm on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Leonie, who honestly got on my nerves at times, is both tormented and comforted by visions of her dead brother. These visions only come to her when she's high. Mam, Leonie's mother, is dying of cancer. Pop, the steady, hard-working father and grandfather, tries to run the household and teach JoJo how to be a man. When Michael, the white father of Leonie's children, is released from prison, she packs the kids up, along with a friend, and sets out across the state for Parchman Farm, the Mississippi State Penitentiary, to retrieve Michael. The trip is a series of dangerous and unfortunate events and almost gets JoJo killed and or locked up. At the end of the return trip, Michael takes his family to see his parents. The racism exhibited by Michael's father is heartbreaking and repugnant. Michael and Leonie take the kids back to Mam and Pop's to discover that Mam is ready to die, and she asks Leonie to help her cross over. Leonie is terrified of helping her and also terrified of not helping her. JoJo steps up and proves that he has paid attention to Pop's teaching about being a man, and several tortured souls and unfinished lives finally fade away at once when Mam dies. There is so very much in this fairly short, just 285 pages, novel. I do believe it will become part of the canon of great American literature. I highly recommend it. I can't wait to read Jessamyn Ward's other works, Where the Line Bleeds, Salvage the Bones, which won the 2017 National Book Award, and Men We Reaped. Until next time, thank you for listening, and happy reading.